You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Something pretty awesome that's going to be happening around Auckland is New Zealand's first ever floating theatre is sailing into Auckland for 2 weeks in two spectacular locations, and it's going to be including things like shadows and projection mixed with live performance imagery and music. And this morning we're speaking with Jeremy Randerson. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm feeling about 94%.
Brilliant. Okay. Jeremy, I just wanted to ask to begin with, actually, I don't know what your involvement is with the floating theatre. What do you do specifically?
I'm an actor and, you know, also have been a builder,
wow,
a unqualified engineer, and a lot of other things on the projects. We had to construct the whole theatre itself for it.
So you've been involved in actually building the floating theatre?
We're only putting it together. It's been, yeah, we got a welder to make the main structure and all of that, but there's been a lot of labour as well, and
yeah,
it's quite good. I'm quite handy.
So where did the concept of the floating theatre come from to begin with?
Well, you'd probably have to ask Stephen Bain that, who's the director and the creator of it. I mean, he's been making theatre for, like, what, 30 years now?
Yeah.
He's brilliant, and I think it's kind of a development of him more and more into imagery, and I don't know if this is true, this is what I think it's happened with him, and less away from literal storytelling. And he's had this concept, I think, one, just to make a really beautiful object, because it's covered in a white fabric, and so it looks like a Chinese lantern when it's lit up at night on the water. And it's sort of slightly more abstracted. It's kind of the actual main character in the show is kind of the theatre itself, the structure itself, really.
So it's kind of like a piece of art in itself. You can kind of just look at it and...
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, Stephen does theatre. He does a lot of design. He directs and writes, as well as doing set design. So I think he's quite conscious of the image part of it, yeah.
So is the theatre anchored, so it's not going to, like, float off into...
It's fairly well anchored. I mean, I had a look at the ropes there yesterday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I reckon it will be fine. You know, unless someone came with a saw or a large knife
and
or something.
Decided to sabotage.
I mean, there's always a chance that something could happen, though, isn't
there?
Yeah.
Crazy. And so how do people get out onto the theatre?
Well, it is tethered to a pontoon at the moment,
okay,
out at the Faux River. But it's pretty beautiful. It's got wheelchair access.
Cool.
I think I'll have wheelchair access at the viaduct. It might be slightly more difficult at the Faux, but we've really tried hard to make that work. I mean, you can just walk onto the barge itself. You are on the water, but you don't have to swim or anything like that.
So when the audience enters into the floating theatre, what do they get to see and experience?
Well, they come into a tiny building, which is 3 metres by 7 metres.
Okay.
Which has got the stage and the seating block in it. So it's sort of already like you've entered a model of a larger building in a way. And at one end is a stage, which has got a dynamic element to it. I'm not sure if I should give it away. Everyone's up the other end. And then once you're inside, the whole thing is, well, it's lit up from the start, really, like a lantern, as we said, and the show begins.
And you're acting within the show. What kind of role are you having to take on?
Well, a number of things. I do a bit of puppetry, and I hand Jenny a lot of props and help her get changed under the stage.
My goodness.
And I've also got this role of sort of the, like I said, the actual building itself is sort of the star of the show. So I've got a kind of a role as the sort of caretaker, who's perhaps, possibly, we've discussed, an odd jobs man who's been, had his brain colonised by the images and ideas of the theatre slowly over the years.
So I understand that you can watch the theatre from inside, but you can also watch the show from inside the floating theatre, but you can also watch it from the outside of the floating theatre. Is that correct?
Well, yes. I mean, again, like, Stephen's got such a strong design element. I think that was his thing, that obviously you get to see the show on the inside, but it will still be very beautiful from the outside, and you'll get to see the shadows working against the fabric and all of that, and the light changes. I mean, you could come out to the Faux and watch it from the outside, but yeah. And you're most welcome to, but it's probably better. I mean, when after the Faux, we're at the Viaduct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the idea there is that a lot of people will be in the area anyway, and so even if you're not inside it, you know, it's a really generous thing as an object. I mean, I sort of think about buildings that sometimes might be good to be inside, but if you're just walking past, sometimes they can be quite hostile. So I think it's got quite a nice open giving aspect, you know, even for whatever side of the curtain you're on.
And what do you think that the floating theatre offers that, like, say, a normal theatre doesn't or maybe can't? As an actor particularly, you must kind of, the atmosphere must be quite different.
The space itself?
Yeah.
Well, there's a really amazing intimacy with the audience because it's so small. I mean, it's like you're in the palm of each other's hands, and there is this unique dynamic element, which I'm not sure if I should say what it is, because it is sort of a little bit, I mean, it's kind of, you get it pretty quickly, but
cool.
it's open, which is just a lot of fun. As an actor, you can, you know, there's endless gags with that, and it keeps things exciting. So it's a really fun space to work in. The place we were in Hamilton, in terms of things that have been offered, we were on a timber block, and I think there was a nidus of cockroaches underneath.
Oh my
goodness.
No
that's
way.
That's something else that space has offered me, is very close working proximity with large populations of really creepy insects.
So, did the audience get to experience that as well?
I don't think it'd be a problem in Auckland, but we just had to shake out the cushions every night and and all of that. And also, the one other thing it doesn't offer you is much working space. Like, you're under the stage most of the time, and it's about a meter high. So I mean, it does offer you a good opportunity to work on your flexibility and really think about your physical capacity. I mean, it's been quite intense actually, like that, but
cool.
That's great, yeah.
And would you love to be doing more things like this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm doing a show later in the year which has got a more traditional narrative structure, which is great too, but I mean, I do think I really love this kind of thing, and I think it's a great opportunity for more of it. It was kind of interesting. There is no sort of specific story as such to the piece, and we had a group of people who came to it in Hamilton, and they left, and we were setting up for another show, and they came back and said, oh hey, we just wanted to know, was there supposed to be a story to that at all? And we said, oh, not really. And I said, oh, that's all right, because we didn't think so. And so we really enjoyed it. And then they started talking about their response to it, and they had a whole lot of really interesting ideas.
Cool.
And we thought, oh, that's great. You know, it's a fertile, there's a lot of images and ideas there, but there's no structure. And I do think it's great. I just kind of wish there was more stuff like this, because it's a different headspace to be in when you're watching it. It's a bit more of a meditation.
Mm. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy, for coming in this morning. It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic few performances that are happening within Auckland. So it's happening from the 1st of March till the 4th at the West End Rowing Club in Avondale. And it's also happening on the 8th till the 11th of March at the Viaduct Marina in Auckland, Central Auckland. So there's lots of opportunities for people to be able to go down and watch the show.
Brilliant.
It should be a good time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
And do get involved with the Floating Theatre if you would like to.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.